So, I'm asking who, if I were to die, you would support as the next head of state?
Lesserson felt the wind leave him. Himself, of course. The answer was himself and no one but. And yet if he offered that as an answer, would Fell then suspect him of being the instigator of the assassination attempts? On the other hand, if Lesserson offered another name, would Fell back that individual instead, weakening Lesserson's position? Lesserson blinked.
A complicated question.
Come, come. Moffs like heads of state deal with complicated questions all the time.
Yes, of course. Lesserson considered. To be honest, I have given no thought to who might succeed you. But if you'll give me a little time, I'd be happy to work up a short list for you, and honored that you asked my opinion.
Please do. I look forward to hearing what you have to say.
Is there any word on your assailant?
Only what you've heard on the broadcast. His associates are being investigated to within a centimeter of their lives. The conspiracy that he belonged to is doomed, of course. I don't even have to participate in their destruction.
Lesserson frowned.
How's that?
Fell pressed a virtual button on his desktop. Behind him on the wall, a large monitor resolved itself into a still holocam image. It was taken the night of the Pan-Galactus attack. It showed Han and Leia Solo moving toward the cam, their daughter Amelia between them, each of them holding one of her hands. She was wide-eyed and solemn. The Solos, however, wore expressions of implacable anger. Leia's fury was obvious and chilling. While Han, Lesserson reflected, not for the first time that Han Solo, his jaw locked, eyes blazing, perhaps looked angrier than any other living being. Corellian sand panthers included. Fell glanced back at the image.
The conspirators endangered their daughter, and so made two deadly enemies. I wouldn't want the Solos after me.
Lesserson felt the turmoil in his stomach intensify.
No, indeed.
Well, thanks for stopping in.
Always happy to.
Lesserson rose. Once the moth was gone, Fell sat still for several moments, merely drumming his fingers on the desktop. The door beside and behind him slid open. Jaina emerged and sat on the edge of his desk.
What do you think?
He wasn't prepared to put himself forward as my successor, which is interesting, because it suggests that he's not at this instant ready to step in for me, which in turn suggests that he has other plans. But if we assume that he does intend to be head of state, we also have to presume that he's not ready to complete his own plans to become head of state.
In other words, if he were to die or abdicate, he's not in a position to secure his position. Not yet.
Jag nodded.
Which keeps him on the list of potential conspirators. I'll bring in the other leading candidates and give them the same speech. See which ones behave as he does. And maybe, just maybe, some of them will get the idea that it's not a good idea to endanger Amelia Solo.
Jaina smiled.
There have been times when being Han and Leia Solo's daughter has been the most exasperating thing in the universe.
And other times?
A source of great pride. Come to think of it, both conditions apply to being Jagged Fell's lover.
He smiled in return.
Ah, the backhanded compliment. Something all the Solos have mastered.